Welcome back. It's Up North News on a Thursday morning. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and Mark Newman will be joining us in our next hour to wrap up our series of third congressional district candidates. There are many special days on the calendar, days that tell you that you should be doing something. Usually it's some kind of an obligation. Sometimes it's a treat. Today would be one of those treat days. This is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And you remember, Luke, we used data from Yelp it wasn't Yelp yesterday, it was Airbnb, to find the most Midwestern thing, only to find out that it's walleye. Walleye is like the most Midwestern thing out there. Well, in this case, it was Yelp for an article that our reporter Christina Lurie did for Up North News. You can find it on the website now, upnorthnewswi.com, about using Yelp data to find out in each region of Wisconsin what is the top rated chocolate chip cookie and what is the most reviewed on Yelp chocolate chip cookie. And, you know, somehow she went through all of that and split the state into five different regions. And I don't know that I can say off the top of my head that there's a place I go to just for their chocolate chip cookie. I mean, if they've got it, it's fine, but I don't know, Luke, if I were down by you, I would be hitting up, you know, like Insomnia. Is Insomnia Cookie still on State Street?
It is.
I would be. And they deliver. I would probably be doing that.
They do deliver. I feel like it's kind of, Insomnia is a chain. And so them. But I feel like it's not, I don't like their cookies as much. They're great when you're like late at night and you're like, oh, I could really go for a cookie. And they've got some pretty cool combinations. But there's a place down on Willie Street, Sourdough Bread Company, and they I can't go in there without the expectation that I'm going to be walking away with at least a couple sweets. So I'll get like a loaf of bread, but then also they've got great cookies, they've got great scones, croissants, everything. And so that's probably my place to go to here locally, but I don't know how it rated on Yelp.
If I really want a cookie, I tend to go to a furniture store. I think it's either Slumberland or Ashley or somebody, you know, has a plate of cookies out there. It's probably a tube of Pillsbury dough, but, you know, again, a fresh cookie, there's no such thing as a bad fresh chocolate chip cookie. So I'm going to go through and name some of these. I don't have a lot of details, but if this is in your part of the state, you might recognize it and it might make you hungry and you might want to go check it out. For the northern part of the state, it is the I don't know, up in Cable. Is it I don't know if it's Velo or Velo, so forgive me for that. But they get a lot of praise for their made from scratch and organic options up in Washburn. It's Coco Artisan Bakery and Goods. In the western part of the state, it's the Bluebird Bakery and Cafe in La Crosse. The most reviewed cookie there is from the French Press in Eau Claire, which isn't too far away from me, but I just haven't made the trip down. So maybe that's what I'm doing with the Jeep later today. Let's see. Northeast Wisconsin, the top rated cookie is Uncle Mike's Bake Shop in Green Bay. Sorry, I almost said Uncle Mike's Bait Shop. Come see the walleye cookies that they make there every day. But meanwhile, Uncle Mike's Bake Shop in Green Bay, they have Kringles. It's Northeast Wisconsin, but they also have, you know, chocolate chip cookies and all kinds of good things. The most reviewed cookie shop in Northeast Wisconsin, according to Yelp, is Scatteros Baking Company and Cafe in Sturgeon Bay. Now let's go down to southern Wisconsin, where Yummy Treats of Madison. Apparently they have a booth at the Dane County Farmers Market, and they have the ooey gooey chocolate chip cookie. Each 6-ounce cookie is packed with a quarter cup of melted chocolate chips.
They're pretty good.
I don't know if that's a cookie anymore, if you're putting that much chocolate into it. That's a chocolate bar with some dough, isn't it?
It's a lot of chocolate. It is a lot of chocolate. I have had that one before. They're best when they're warm. But because of all that chocolate, it does essentially become a chocolate bar if you don't eat it right when it's like right fresh and hot.
That's actually the note that Christina passed along. I don't know if it's from her or from Yelp, but it says right there, they're best enjoyed warmed in a 350 degree oven for 7 minutes. So yeah, you were right. But the most reviewed cookie in southern Wisconsin, also in Madison, is Gray's, which is I've never eaten there. I've walked past it a million times, but I would, you know, it kind of has that hoity-toity, you know, restaurant look to it on the Capitol Square. It's known for its cheese curds. You know, it's Chef Tori Miller beat Bobby Flay on Food Network. And so people think of it as a restaurant, but apparently the chocolate chip cookies there are baked to order and get the you know, a tremendous amount of reviews. So keep that in mind if you're going out to dinner next time you happen to be in Madison. In Southeast Wisconsin, it's the C. Adams Bakery of Milwaukee. The most reviewed is Rocket Baby Bakery in Tosa, where they say, you know, that it's gooey inside, but there's, you know, crunchy edges. And, you know, so if you don't mind a run to Tosa, and I would, I certainly miss that. We spent 4 years there when my wife was attending the medical college. And so, again, I'm very thankful that I wasn't exposed to Rocket Baby Bakery cookies back then. You know, we were raising babies. We were putting up with med school hours. I didn't need that, you know, to add as well. Meanwhile, sitting off to in my phone, actually parked right now, is a recipe for an iron skillet chocolate chip cookie. I've never made one of those. Cast iron skillets are like one of my new loves. I make deep dish pizza in there. I make shepherd's pie. I make the best steaks that we've ever had, you know, ever since I started using a cast iron skillet. But I haven't made any kind of like a sweet treat. So when I realized that a cast iron skillet cookie is a thing, hey, count me in to try that. So one of these days I'm going to try it, and I'll share the results. If it's good, Luke, I will make you jealous and, you know, show it off right here as I devour some of it as a breakfast treat. And if it doesn't, you know, work, I'll use it as a frisbee or a doorstop or something like that, because I'm a little afraid.
I'll have to let you know, cast iron skillet, excellent for desserts over the campfire. My dad's got a cobbler recipe that he does when we go camping. It's tremendous, not just for the steaks, but for the sweets as well after dinner.
Nice. Okay. The aforementioned Up North News reporter, Christina Lori, who put that story together and many more, actually joins us in this hour, the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. She is, she'll talk a bit about her experience as a Madison TV reporter at Channel 3 and the positive stories that she really enjoys doing for herself and for Up North News. She's even helped us create a new franchise for Up North News called Uplifting, where we try to put a good story up in the newsletter every day, which is otherwise polluted with all manner of people behaving badly that we think you have to know about. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Cam Stevenson. He is my colleague over at the Arizona Copper Courier, again, part of Courier Newsroom, just as Up North News is. Arizona also had a crazy, wacky set of election results from their primary this week, and Cam will join us to talk about that and see what we can glean for Wisconsin politics. And then in our 10 o'clock, we will have freelance travel writer Susan Lampert-Smith, who has written numerous articles for Up North News about the places you can go for day trips, and give you some more suggestions. But Mark Newman in our next hour. This is Up North News. We'll be back.